It's KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. Maybe you're one of the 56% of Americans that now own smartphones. You may even suffer from nomophobia, a panic that sets in when your phone is out of reach. But in addition to separation anxiety, these mobile devices can make you a target, as ASU reporter Peter Hayden explains.
You know all those people you see pecking at their smartphones? Ask them what they're doing. You'll probably hear something like this.
I have Facebook, Instagram.
I have a FitnessPal app, Pinterest.
I have mostly like apps to edit pictures and stuff.
Apps. There are over a million apps available, letting you do everything from checking email to popping virtual bubble wrap. The average American smartphone user slaps on 33 mobile applications. That's according to research by Google. Now, all those apps have just one thing in common, a user agreement, otherwise known as the fine print. And let's be honest, most of us just can't be bothered.
I didn't read the terms and conditions. I just scrolled down and clicked OK.
It's just long, and I just want to mess with the app already, so.
It's just too much wording. It's legalese, you know, and I'm in a hurry, and everybody else does it.
True, but sometimes that fine print can set you up for a big headache.
So what you don't realize is that within that document that you've said you agree to, they've told you that they will use your app for monitoring.
Chase Cunningham is director of cyber operations for Cyberspons, a Scottsdale company that helps businesses keep their information secure. He says that by clicking OK, you can give carte blanche access to your personal information.
Does it want access to my contacts? Yeah.
Your camera and microphone.
Does it want my video? Oh, yeah, let's do that as well.
He compares it to hiring a locksmith to make a key for your door.
They said, oh, by the way, we're going to keep our key for your front door as well, and we'll come and go anytime that we want. You know, who would do that for their house? But you'll do it for every piece of information that you got because it's a pain in the butt to read.
Take the case of the Android app called Brightest Flashlight Free. It sounds pretty straightforward.
I guess turn on a light on your phone.
I guess be a flashlight.
Well, yes, the app does turn your phone into a flashlight. But it also collects information about your location and phone for third-party advertisers.
The reason behind it is a lot of complacency.
Michelle Stewart is a forensic investigator from Gilbert.
I primarily train law enforcement, military intelligence on how we can develop information from the internet.
She says people just aren't that concerned.
You know, they want the app. They want to play Flappy. They want to play Angry Birds. So they want that instantaneous satisfaction of the game or the information, and they don't worry so much about the security.
And that is borne out by the numbers. The Brightest Flashlight Free app was downloaded over 50 million times. The maker of the app, Golden Shores Technology, settled charges by the Federal Trade Commission in December. The FTC accused the company of deceiving customers about how their information would be used. It's the first case of its kind to penalize an app maker for being misleading. But Stewart says trying to regulate apps downloaded from the internet might as well be a game of mobile whack-a-mole.
But the fact of the matter is a lot of the applications aren't even created in the United States. So if you have an application developer that's sitting in Russia or China, do you really think they care what the United States government says that they have to give up? That's not going to happen.
It's a reality well understood by those trying to stem the threat.
On average, the FBI is receiving upwards of tens of thousands of complaints every month.
John Yannarelli is assistant special agent in charge of FBI's Phoenix division.
The criminal is out there in the cyber world trying to take advantage of mobile vulnerabilities is growing dramatically every day. As far as apps are concerned, it's a free market. There's very little oversight.
And until that oversight improves, Cyberspons' Chase Cunningham says, we might just be better off with a different approach.
Maybe we can make a flashlight that does phone stuff.
And one that doesn't keep us in the dark. For KJZZ News, I'm Peter Hayden.
Peter's story is part of a collaboration between the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University and KJZZ.